The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
All right, segment two here of Curry and Klepo. By the way, get the TKR app. It's free. You can listen to great classic rock and roll. I actually did a new show, the Kiefer and Curry Show, with Kip Kiefer and myself. We do a show. It's two guys. We talk about sports, but it's not. We don't do topical stuff. We talk about really interesting topics. It's unlike any show I've ever done before. His son, Case, is editor for the Las Vegas Sun. And he's not a handicapper, but he's in Las Vegas and he talks sports. And so he kind of gives us some ins and outs of the gambling world. It's really good. And I think it's going to get picked up nationally. So we're super excited about that. Yeah, so that's going to be awesome. So make sure you check out all of our shows. Tony Curry Radio Podcast. Just Google Tony Curry Podcast. You'll see it on Audio Boom. We're available everywhere. And, of course, listen to TKR and you can hear the Curry and Klepo show coming up all this week. Happy birthday again to my radio partner, turns 55 today. Today is LGBTQ day. I wanted to mention something that, and I wanted to keep it light today because I know you're a psychologist and I know you go, and this is what you do.
Not everything, but every once in a while.
So I was talking to a teacher friend of mine yesterday, and she teaches girls that are about my daughter's age.
Tweens.
Fourth, fifth, sixth grade.
Okay, yep.
And I said, how's your day? And she lives right down the road. And she said, oh, good, blah, blah, blah. And she said, it's really interesting what's been happening in school. And, of course, she's out now, and she's going to go work a little side job and go take some time off before she got to teach next year. And she says, one of the girls in my class thought she was a lesbian. She's 10.
Okay.
And I was like, whoa. And she's like, yeah. And I said, what made her think she's a lesbian? She goes, because she's attracted to girls. She told her mom, and her mom grounded her.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And she's like, and I, you know, as a teacher, I can't get involved because I can't tell parents how to parent. She took her cell phone away for like a year or something like that, whatever. And she's like, no, that's not what we do, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm going, oh. I said, man, I can't imagine as a teacher what you had to do. She's like, yeah. And she goes, you know, she was... She came to me in confidence, and I didn't say anything to her mom about it because she's 10. And I don't think at 10, you know, at that point. And then she said another girl in her class who is not friends with this girl thinks she's bisexual. And she's like, well, why do you think that, honey? And she goes, because I'm attracted to boys and girls. And she said, well, are you attracted to girls the same way you're attracted to boys? Like she didn't want to say sexually or intimately.
Right, listen,
They're like, because girls hold hands and all those things.
Yeah.
And girls are super close.
Oh, I love
close.
This. Okay, I'm...
And she's like...
I'm chomping at the
she's
bit.
She's like, no. She goes, I look at girls like the same way I look at boys, and I'm starting to be attracted to both. And I think I may be bisexual. And so she was kind of feeling me out a little bit on this topic, and I said, you know... We have gotten so much more, and I know people don't like the word tolerant, but maybe not accepting is the word, cognizant? Let's say cognizant.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Let's not say tolerant. Let's not say accepting. Let's just say we're cognizant
it's
more.
There.
It's hard not to be affected by it.
Well, it's hard. It's out.
Yeah.
You talk about
We did the don't ask, don't tell thing for a long time. And we were like, you do you and I do me, but I don't want to hear about it. That's kind of how we deal with things. And I still think we're kind of in that area where like, you know what? You can live your life, but don't force it down my throat. And I don't want to see rainbows all over my TV, and I don't want to have parades downtown. You do you, and that's fine, and I'll do me. I still love you. I don't believe in your lifestyle.
But that's why we got...
So I told her, I said... She goes, I've been teaching for 20 years, and I've never had a student ever bring up their sexuality to me.
Yeah.
And as a teacher, I feel really privileged, the fact that they feel that comfortable with me.
And
she's straight. And I said, you know, I think what's happening is, because we're so cognizant, it's out there everywhere. People are talking about it.
Yeah.
It's on the news. We're seeing HIV commercials. We're seeing men kiss men and women kissing women.
Yes.
And I said, because of that, I think that... Our kids are confused to a point. I'm not saying they aren't lesbian. I'm not saying they aren't bisexual. I said, but at the age of 10, it's a little early for that. And I said, I think they're really getting confused by what's being out there because they're being told, or at least being impressed upon, that it is more acceptable now of that type of lifestyle. And whenever that, it was the guy who got into heavy metal.
No,
you know, because heavy metal.
I'll go with you.
True analogy here, okay?
Yes.
It was kind of cool to be part of something different. Mm-hmm. And at that age, girls and boys find it really interesting to be part of something that is different than the norm. And I said, maybe they're kind of feeling it out a little bit. Now, the girl who thought she was a lesbian does not think she's a lesbian. She's like, totally, no, I don't know what I was thinking. And again, she was 10 years old. Now
well, but it's, that's the same. Listen, at 10, so here, and this is not a rant.
But it's interesting we're having this conversation on LGBTQ.
Yes, because here's the thing. If you think about it, before or earlier on or years and years ago, we kept it in the closet. Don't talk about it. If it's this, it's an abomination. And I understand people have different views, but I'm going to just be straight about this. It is absolutely a sexual orientation is a thing, and it is not a choice, and it is the way people are born physically, physiologically. Okay, that's my view, based on the science.
I agree with you.
But if you think about it, for years and years and years and years, we said, if your orientation is same sex, so if you're male attracted to male, female attracted to female, no. And classic example, what will happen? Your parents will disown you, your church will get rid of you, blah, 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 blah. So we kept it society-wise, we kept away. Two things happen. One, over time, pre-internet, pre-everything, it became more of a, it's not just acceptable. People who were gay said, I'm gay.
Yeah.
It was more okay to say you were gay. Okay. Then, if you want to put that on steroids, social media, internet. Okay. Yeah. Now dial it back to a 10-year-old. 10-year-old is early for starting to think about sexual orientation, but it is not crazy early.
Yeah.
That's what we call them tweens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so at about this age, they start looking at either same sex or opposite sex in a, it's more of an emotional thing.
Yeah.
It's not just like, oh, this is Johnny, and I was like, I feel something towards Johnny.
Yeah.
And I do think that if you combine this idea of 10-year-olds having different kinds of feelings than they've ever had,
yeah,
coupled with the fact that they know what a lesbian is, they know what bisexual is, they know what gay is, they know that now, and I like that they can be confused, but it's not confused unless, you know, it's not confused in the sense of, well, we need to take this all away because if we didn't have this, then they wouldn't be gay or they wouldn't be bisexual.
Yeah.
They're having the feelings that they're having, and the difference is now, if you will, there are more labels for those feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. I can't remember what the statistic is, but it's particularly among females. Females will experiment with bisexuality and same-sex intimacy. It's incredibly common.
Yep.
And these are straight.
Even at much older.
Yes. And so, I mean, my point is this. And this is why I wish people would just kind of get over themselves on this. If your kid is gay, they're gay.
Yeah.
They're not going to not be gay.
Yeah.
If they're bi, they're bi.
Yeah.
They're not going to not be bi. And so now the fact that they're pivoting at age 10 is a developmental thing. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, think about, you and I are both straight.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you can remember back this far. I sort of can. I remember, and I was a sort of early bloomer, I remember age 10-ish starting to feel different about girls. But it wasn't like over-the-top sexual, but I knew it was different. Like I would look at the girl that was my friend, and I couldn't put a label on it.
Yeah.
And there were no labels there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all that's going on. But I will say this, and I say this with so much conviction, then I'll shut up. Do not punish your child because they tell you that they're gay.
Yeah.
Because no matter what your intention is, that doesn't work.
Well, and that was kind of my point, too. I don't think parents are playing a big enough part Because it makes parents uncomfortable. It's another thing parents think. It's another thing we have to deal with.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, great. Now my kid thinks he's gay or she thinks he's gay. And I have to deal with these things. And as parents, we have to have our own cognition of what's going on in this world and understand what our kids are. Because for the most part, we just feel like they're going to learn things at school. I don't even know parents that have birds and bees talks anymore because we feel like we're probably going to learn it. And we got girls having periods when they're 11 as opposed to 14 or 15 like they did back in our day. It's just what it is. And so it's important to have those discussions. Now, I'm not saying we need to sit down and go, okay, let's talk about birds and bees. And, oh, by the way, you know, this because I do think it's confusing because as we put more thoughts and more acceptance and cognition in their brains, they're going to have a lot more questions. As parents, we just kind of want to push it off until we feel like they're going to figure it out on their own, and they're not.
Well, they are. That's particularly sexual orientation.
Well, eventually they will.
Yes.
But to your point, the worst thing you can do is to shut them down on it because they still... They still have that thought in their head. They're like, okay, I thought I was bisexual, and now I'm being disciplined for it, but I still think I'm bisexual.
Amen.
So it doesn't go away. So as a parent, you've got to tackle it. You've got to say, okay, you know, maybe if you want to go far right, far left, whatever, okay, according to our religious belief, we don't believe this correct. You want to read Bible scripture, and you're sweating. You're like, okay, let me find another scripture here. Where was anti-homophobic, blah, blah, blah. You know, you want to do whatever. But to sit there and discipline them for them, say, this is totally wrong.
I can't believe she grabbed it.
Because it's not going to change the way she's thinking.
No!
And at that age, you do kind of have a buffer zone where you're like, okay, she's a little too early to be thinking about this, so let's let it. And then a year later, she thinks she's straight. So it would have worked its way out. Instead, you discipline your child unnecessarily for that.
But again, that to me, here's the equivalent. And I don't know if I've seen this. I can imagine this. A 10-year-old girl, let's just be super stereotypical. 10-year-old girl says, I really like boys. I wanna kiss boys.
Yeah. So
that's, you know, you're turning in. You're sleazy. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want you to be a bad girl.
Yeah.
All right, you're punished because you stop thinking about boys. I don't want you to think about it that way. It's horrible. It's a sin. You're da da da. If we get the religion, you could ground them for exactly the same thing, right? And there's the double standard there because if you're a boy, you're like, ha ha ha, look at this, there's something.
Yeah.
But that's exactly it. Do you think that's going to change anything?
No.
It's going to change absolutely nothing other than your child will believe, A, I can't talk to my parents about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
B, my parents don't value me.
Yeah.
And C, now I'm more confused than I was.
Yeah.
And you nailed it. It's because we're uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And to some degree, depending on the situation, it's not what we want for our kids.
No, that's exactly right. No, we and there's a lot of reasons why we don't want to.
Absolutely.
First of all, the most important thing is we don't want them to be scrutinized, be criticized. It's hard being gay. It's hard being gay in this world. That's why I always think to myself, why would anybody want to be gay? I'm 17. I think I'm going to be, I always, you know, and we know from science that their bodies are different. Anyway, it was really interesting. And I, you know, it's hard being a parent these days, but it's hard being a kid too.
Yes. That is so good. That is so good because that is, I love that. Can you say that again?
Sure. I mean, it's hard being a parent, but it's harder being a kid. I mean, I can't imagine what it'd be like growing up as a child right now. And I can't imagine what my kids are going to have to go through.
And kids, you know, it's interesting because...
And to go along with that, we'll talk about that on Fox 6 this morning about boredom and how it's a good thing, but it kind of goes along with what we're trying to do.
Yeah. I mean, I was saying the other thing is you hear a lot of times, you know, particularly Gen Z, you know, oh my God, they just complain and it's everything so hard and they got no grit. And, you know, while some of that is true, yeah, and I've got kids who are Gen Z, they are exposed to stuff that is big and heavy. And I mean, do you think you and I would know anything about the debt ceiling, a war in Ukraine, and, you know, anti-gay, homophobic violence in Cincinnati? We don't know any of that.
Yeah.
So all of that is coming. And then even more, and I know parents and others in general came upset about social media. And they're right. They are connecting with not just those big headlines, but some person who says, I'm gay and my parents grounded me. You know, so the level of heaviness that our kids are dealing with, don't say as a parent, particularly at our age, well, you know, just suck it up. We didn't have to suck it up the same way.
No. We did suck it up during the summertime, though, because we were bored.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I was from Cincinnati. We had 3 months off. We went from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Yeah, we did too.
Here, it's a little before, and then they're back at school in mid-August. So they got basically about two and a half, maybe 9 weeks. It's not a lot of time. It goes by pretty quick.
Right.
So I can't tell you how many times I used to play with a kid across the street named Steve Beely. Was my best friend growing up, and Joey Mulberg, who was behind me.
Drink out of the hose?
We'd sit there for a good 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes. What do you want to do today? What do you want to do? You want to play ball? No, I don't. You want to ride bikes? No. You want to go up to 7-Eleven? No. You want to go down to Jimmy's? No. But what do you want to do?
I don't know.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do? I don't know. You want to play ball? No. Do you want to go to Jimmy's? No. Do you want to go to 7-Eleven? No. Do you want to go to the library? No. Right. Well, what do you want to do? And we would do that for about 15 or 20 minutes.
Well, that killed it.
And then eventually we'll go, let's just play ball.
Yeah.
And then we would create something and we do it for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And we had a great time.
That's so.
So funny. Parents, I mean, we spend more time saying, what do you want to do? Parents now are, and this is a great Lila thing, parents are like, okay, it's summertime. I've got to work. We've got vacation coming up. What am I going to do to keep my kids busy? Dumbest thing you could possibly do. Why are parents trying to keep their kids busy? They need to be bored. We'll explain that coming up here. On our next segment, if you're a parent and you're like, oh, they got summer camp and they got VBS and they're going to do this and they're going to be at their Aunt Mary's on that week and they're going to go to their grandma's that weekend and from noon to 7 o'clock on this day, they're going to be going fishing with their dad. Right. And they're going to,
we got this camp.
No, we're going to tell you why. And my daughter came home on Sunday. I got her for the first full week of summer vacation. She said, Dad, can you please not plan anything for us this summer? And I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, I want to go on vacation and stuff. She goes, but I don't want to have stuff going on every day. I just want to chill out. Now, I said, okay, fine. Now, you know, a half an hour later, she's sitting there like this. She's like, I'm bored. I want to do something. Call my friend. I'm bored.
You're chilling. Did you explain to her you're chilling out?
Yeah. I said, you just told me 15 minutes ago that you didn't want me to play anything, and now you're telling me you're bored. You know, and then she wants me to go out and play ball. And we'll talk about it coming up here next. And we'll be on Fox 6 and 9:35 this morning.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.